Student performance did go up in our 3 through 8 assessments, so we're pleased with that. You know, you always have to look at the big picture. So we have some areas that we certainly need. We know that we need to have growth, but we are on a trajectory of moving forward and upward, and that's a good thing. So if you look across the state, even in our large cities, particularly in New York City, we are seeing growth. Well, state assessments give us information about how districts, schools, and classrooms and students are doing. It's important for us and for the state to know as we move forward with educational plans how well we're doing, so we know where to target our resources to support. And we also know within a school district, a superintendent and a principal can focus on the kind of training and support they need for the teachers in their buildings or in their grade levels. So it is important, and it's particularly important in that last idea of teacher training. So supporting teachers to be able to change and revise curriculum areas based on the understanding that students have on standards. We have a number of agendas. First of all, our ESSA plan, that is Every Student Succeeds Act plan from the federal government, that particular plan focuses on equity and the issue of gaps between students across the state is a major focus, an area that we really need to make sure that we're addressing the needs of students and schools across the state. To do that, there's been support from the legislature and the governor on the My Brother's Keeper, and so we have specific programs to target students who need extra supports and help, and districts themselves are focusing on making sure that they look at those students that need extra support and give it to them so that they can be successful. We'll be putting together a new design for testing. The Board of Regents voted to move from a 3-day for English language arts to 2 and a 3-day in mathematics to 2. So ultimately, those designs for tests will change. There will be fewer questions, and those questions will be focused on a 2-day period. And this has been something that teachers and parents from across the state have requested, and we're working to make sure that they are equally rigorous assessments. So the length of time the student takes the assessment doesn't mean it isn't rigorous, but we're focused on making sure that that we respond to making those assessments shorter so that students and teachers have more time in the classroom for instruction.